ასეგიციან
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. ჯერ მთავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. საქართველოს პარლამენტმა მთავრობის ახალი შემადგენლობა დაამტკიცა. რუსეთი აცხადებს, რომ ევროკავშირის ახალი სანქციების საფრთხეს უქმნის თანამშრომლობას. ვაშინგტონი ვლადიმირ პუტინს მიიჩნევს დამნაშავედ მალაიზიის თვითმფრინავის ჩამოხდებაში. ღაზის სექტორში 12 საათიანი ზავი მოქმედებს. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვწლად. საქართველოს პარლამენტმა ნდობა გამოუცხადა მთავრობის ახალშემადგენლობას, რომელიც საკანონმდებლო ორგანოში პრეზიდენტმა გიორგი მარგველაშვილმა წარადგინა. მინისტრთა კაბინეტისთვის ნდობის გამოცხადება მას შემდეგ გახდა საჭირო, რაც პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა თანამდებობიდან გაათავისუფლა 7 მინისტრი. მთავრობის ახალი შემადგენლობისთვის ნდობის გამოცხადებას წინ უძღოდა პრემიერ-მინისტრის პროგრამული გამოსვლა და მწვავე დებატები საპარლამენტო უმრავლესობასა და უმცირესობას შორის. ღარიბაშვილის განცხადებით მას კარგად აქვს ცნობიერებული ის მოვალეობა და პასუხისმგებლობა, რომელიც მის გუნდს ეკისრება ქვეყნის წინაშე.
ჩვენი მთავრობის უპირველესი პრიორიტეტი იყო და არის ქართული ხალხის ცხოვრების გაუმჯობესება. ჩვენი პროგრამა ეყრდნობა საქართველოს ყველა მოქალაქის უპირობო პატივისცემას. ჩვენი მთავრობის პოლიტიკა დაეფუძნება საქართველოს მოსახლეობის მიერ კაპიოდ გამოხატულ ინტერესებს.
განაცხადა საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა. საპარლამენტო უმცირესობას არ მიუღია მონაწილეობა მთავრობის ახალი შემადგენლობის დამტკიცებაში, მან კენკისხრამდე დატოვა დარბაზი. რუსეთის საგარეო უწყების განცხადებით ევროკავშირის ახალი სანქციები, რომლებიც რუსეთს დაუწესეს უკრაინის კრიზისში, მისი როლის გამო საფრთხეს უქმნის უშიშროების საკითხებში თანამშრომლობას. მანამდე, ასევე დღეს, ევროკავშირმა გამოაცხადა, რომ 15 ინდივიდი და 18 კომპანია დაუწყება დაამატა უკრაინის კრიზისის გამო სანქცირებულთა სიას. სანქცირებულ პირებს შორის არიან ჩეჩნეთის ლიდერი რამზან კადიროვი, რუსეთის საგარეო დაზვერვის სამსახურის დირექტორი მიხაილ ფრატკოვი, უშიშროების ფედერალური სამსახურის დირექტორი ალექსანდრ ბორტნიკოვი. სანქციები ითვალისწინებს ვიზებზე უარს და აქტივების გაყინვას. ევროკავშირის დამსჯელი ზომები ახლა უკვე 87 ინდივიდს, ისე როგორც 20 კომპანიასა და უწყებას ეხება უკრაინასა და რუსეთში. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაციის პრესმდივნის ჯოშ ირნესტის განცხადებით, მალაიზიის თვითმფრინავი ჩამოქმედებულია რაკეტით, რომელიც რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტების მიერ გაკონტროლებული ტერიტორიიდან ისროლეს. ამასთან დაკავშირებით ვაშინგტონი რუსეთის პრეზიდენტს ვლადიმირ პუტინს მიიჩნევს დამნაშავედ ავიაკატასტროფაში, რომლის შედეგადაც 298 ადამიანი დაიღუპა. პარასკევს ჯოშ ირნესტმა ასევე დაადასტურა, რომ შეერთებული შტატები განაგრძობს ევროკავშირთან და დიდი შვიდეულის წევრებთან ერთად მუშაობას მოსკოვის მიმართ სანქციების გასამკაცრებლად. ასევე პარასკევს შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის სამინისტრომ გამოთქვა ვარაუდი, რომ რუსეთმა შაბათს შესაძლოა რამდენიმე სარაკეტო დანადგარი გადასცეს სეპარატისტებს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში. პენტაგონის პრესმდივნის სტივ უორენის თქმით, შეერთებულ შტატებს ხელთ აქვს მონაცემები, რომლებიც მიუთითებს, რომ რუსეთი აპირებს სეპარატისტებს უახლოეს მომავალში მიაწოდოს მძიმე და უფრო რთული სისტემები. ვორენის თქმით, რუსეთმა ამ ტიპის იარაღი განათავსა უკრაინასთან საზღვრის მახლობლად და შეუძლია ნებისმიერ დროს გადასცეს მეამბოხეებს. ღაზის სექტორში 12 საათიანი ზავი მოქმედებს ისრაელსა და ისლამისტების მოძრაობა ჰამას შორის. ზავი 26 ივლისს ადგილობრივი დროით 8 საათზე საქართველოში 9 საათზე ამოქმედდა. ღაზაში 19 დღის წინ დაიწყო დაპირისპირება, რომელმაც უკვე ასობით ადამიანი შეიწირა. ისრაელი და პალესტინელი ექსტრემისტების ჯგუფები დათანხმდნენ გაეროს მიერ მოთხოვნილ დროებით ჰუმანიტარულ ზავს, სანამ გრძელდება ძალისხმევა გრძელვადიანი ზავის მისაღწევად. ისრაელის სამხედრო წარმომადგენლების ცნობით, ისინი ცეცხლს არ გახსნიან, მაგრამ გააგრძელებენ გვირაბების ზევნას, რომლებსაც ექსტრემისტები იყენებენ. ჰამასი, რომელიც დომინანტური ძალაა ღაზაში, აცხადებს, რომ პალესტინელების ყველა ჯგუფი შეასრულებს დროებით ზავს. და ბოლოს, სირიაში ექსტრემისტებმა დახოცეს სულ ცოტა 85 ჯარისკაცი მთავრობის სამხედრო ბაზის დაპყრობის შემდეგ. ლონდონში დაფუძნებულ ორგანიზაცია სირიის ადამიანის უფლებათა ობსერვატორიის მონაცემებით 50 სირიელი ჯარისკაცი სიკვდილით დასაჯეს, 15 შეეწირა თვითმკვლელის მიერ მოწყობილ იერის, ხოლო 16 დაიღუპა ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წევრი ექსტრემისტების იერიშის დროს. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
All right.
In Indonesia, we say variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on The Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser, welcome to another mountain stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. Mother rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome once again to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio in the Mountain State of West Virginia. But we are not in the Mountain State today. We are in Minnesota on the banks of beautiful Lake Superior in Grand Marais. And we're brought here by North House Folk School, as we have been for, this is our sixth show. So it's wonderful to be here, and it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. If you've never visited here, you would love it as much as we do if you come. And we have a show full of incredible songwriters. One of America's greatest songwriters is with us tonight, Mr. Tom Paxton. Be out during our next hour. And right along with him, some other songwriters who have done so well and written so many great songs. Lori McKenna is here, and Matresa Berg is here, and John Vesner, the man who started this whole thing up here, Unplugged at North House Folk School, will be here along with Andrew Wallace, and he and Jonathan Brown are two very talented musicians and performers that John turned us on to, so you're going to get to hear them during a little later on during this hour. But we're going to start out with a man who's never been with us before, but he's made, I think this is his sixth record, his new one. It's called Wide Listener, and it's a great, great CD. He's from originally from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, not too far from West Virginia, and he went to law school. But then he made the right choice. He decided not to be a lawyer. He decided to be a songwriter instead, because we all know how much more money there is in that. But he's been happy that he did. That's been over a decade ago, and he's done very, very well. He's singing and writing songs for other folks. He just had a song recorded by Jason Eady and Patti Loveless, so that's a really nice thing. Now you're going to hear the man himself sing his own songs. I think the Mountain Stage band is going to join him. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Drew Kennedy.
Thanks, everybody. This is my first time here to Grand Marais, and what a beautiful spot. Here's a song called Jackson Square. I hope you like it. Sitting on a park bench watching the world go by, with the words I'm blessed scribbled out by hand on a cardboard sign. People come, people go, but they don't pay him no mind. And in the morning sun, saying I still miss someone. He met his sports when the Vietnam War was history. Shook Jerry's hand with the marching band, played bell to the chief. But he couldn't shake the demons, so he drank himself to sleep. And two toys in Daddy's bed. Having poured him the years, life was hard. Jackson Square. the scene of New Orleans in the summertime. Of a jazz band and a black band singing Angeline. Of young lovers at a table staring in each other's eyes. And they're 2:45. Just enough to get her high. Life's hard and life ain't fair. Life moves on in Jackson
Thank you very much. How about a hand for the Mountain Stage Band backing me up? Here's a song I wrote with a really talented singer and songwriter who you will get the pleasure of listening to in just a little while. Her name is Laurie McKenna, and we wrote this song together. Yeah. I had gone to West Texas to play a festival with some other bands, and my wife went with me. And the Saturday morning, we woke up and went to the Marfa Farmers Market. Marfa is as far away as you can pretty much get to things. And there were about three tables, and there was a guy there selling desert succulents. And my wife is a pretty big gardener, so we immediately went there, and she started asking him questions. And we were receiving answers that were completely unintelligible. Until, you know, you get stuck in that position where you don't want to seem rude, so you smile and nod a lot, even though you're not getting anything that's being said. And she finally said, "Well, how much is that?" And she pointed to this leafy green fern-looking thing. And he said, clear as day, $5. Which was the key thing for me to pick up to then pull out my wallet and give him $5, as I figured out in a second. So I did that, and he reached into a plastic shopping bag and gave me a completely dead, balled-up plant the size of my fist, and then said, thank you. And not knowing what else to do, my wife and I, holding this thing in our hand, we turned around and started walking away, and I said, we just bought a dead plant for $5. She said, I know, don't make a scene. I know, just get in the car. So we got in the car, and we drove 50 miles away to Alpine, Texas, which 50 miles away in West Texas is like driving next door, you know. And we went into this art gallery to see our friend's work being displayed, and at some point during the trip, a styrofoam cup that had once been full of ice and Diet Coke, that had been drained of its Diet Coke and was once full of ice in the West Texas sun, eventually became just full of water. Somehow, some way, one of us knocked our dead $5 plant into that cup of water. And 2 hours after coming back out of the art gallery. Usually you don't stay that long in art galleries, but they had free wine, and I'm a folk singer. We came out of that art gallery, and our dead plant was sitting in this cup, and it was opening up and starting to turn green. And I looked at my wife, and I said, "We bought a magic plant for $5. So I tried for 6 months to write a song about this thing, which I later discovered was called a Rose of Jericho, or a resurrection plant. And these things can live in the desert for years and years and years and never touch water. And when they do, they open up and turn green. And when the water evaporates, they go back to protecting themselves and looking dormant. And they can live for 100 years. And they're just these little miraculous, weird plants. And I tried for 6 months to write this song, and I couldn't figure out how to write a song about it. And I went to Boston and met up with my friend Laurie, and I told her that story. And she said, "I think I wrote the first two verses of that song before you came over here today." And she did. Still legs crossed at the kitchen table, only lost in his gin and tonic yellow smell of afternoon cigarettes. She's mastering the way she dances in between sideways glances, words that will come in vivid colors. She let them slip off her lips. Generations handed down to blame the pain on towns. They live in a modern version of his father now, wasting all the chances of life given. In her way, she's done one better. Coats are made for winter weather. The neighbor kids play in the street, and the sun creeps down behind the backyard trees. There's a cross on the side of the road, reflecting itself in a car window. Where does love really go? Maybe no one knows, no one knows. Somewhere stuck inside, but it's too proud to die. Rolls of Jericho. Falling into old group scenes that history deems worth repeating. Prayers that seem to say themselves. Self-help books on dusty shelves. With everything was temporary. Why should they care how it shines? The simple truth in looks deceiving are the blessings in disguise. And there's a picture they took long ago in a white dress, black tuxedo. Where does love really go? Maybe no one knows. Maybe no one knows. Somewhere stuck inside, but it's too proud to die. Rolls of Jericho. Rolls of Jericho sits on a shelf, waiting to be watered by somebody else. And it can't love you without a little help, until it learns how to love
itself. Moonlight breaches better room windows from high above the house below. You can't always count on rain to water what you need to grow.
Kennedy lives down in New Braunfels, Texas now. Mr. Drew Kennedy, the new CD is called Wide Listener. Drew Kennedy. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey and Glasser, handling complex trials and appeals for both plaintiffs and defendants. Offices in West Virginia, Alabama, Illinois, and D.C., and newest office in Boston. More information at baileyglasser.com.
Additional support for Mountain Stage is provided by Chesapeake Energy, drilling for natural gas and oil to secure America's energy future, and by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitors Bureau, showing the world why Charleston is hip, historic, and almost heaven. Your adventure starts online at charlestonwv.com. You're listening to Mountain Stage on NPR. Mountain Stage is headed to Grand Marais, Minnesota again this September for two shows at the North House Folk School. Our guests include David Wax Museum, Dan Wilson, Chris Smither, David Lindley, and more. Tickets and more information are at our website, mountainstage.org.
I told you at the beginning we have a lot of great songwriters. You've already heard Drew Kennedy, and we're just going to go from strength to strength here. Our next guest is a woman who's been with us a few times before. She's also a member of the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, one of the youngest inductees to that. Let me just give you a very brief and quick rundown of some of the people that have recorded Matresa Berg songs. The Dixie Chicks, Patti Loveless, Trisha Yearwood, Linda Ronstadt, Dusty Springfield, Reba McEntire, Amy Lou Harris, and Rodney Crowell just did one of her tunes on their latest CD. My guess is, if you heard any country music at all, you've probably heard one of her tunes, but nobody sings them better than she does herself. And she's brought along as a bonus here, her accompanist is going to sing along and play along. You might even recognize him. He's her husband, of course, Jeff Hanna. He's also a member of a group called the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. A founding member of that group. And we may well get a little bonus here during the set. So please welcome, if you would right now, Matresa Berg.
Thank you.
Thank you. waiting for that sun to go down. Made it up Mulholland Drive, hell bent on getting high. I thought the night's a time. You and tequila made me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. One more night might kill me, baby. One is one too many. One more is never enough. 30 days and 30 nights, we're putting up a real good fight. There were times I thought you'd win. It's so easy to forget the bitter taste of morning left. Swore I wouldn't go back there again. No, she went to kill and make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. And one more night might kill me, baby. One is one too many. One more is never enough. When it comes to you, oh, the damage I could do. It's always your favorite sin that do you in. I do you. You and tequila make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. And one more night might kill me, baby. One is one too many. One more is never enough.
It's Michael Lipton on the guitar, too. We have that. It's so great to be up here. We've been here for a couple of days, y'all. I don't know if you guys are from here. So you don't need to be told how lucky you are already. But beautiful, beautiful place.
Well, I have people here, too. There are a lot of Bergs in Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. My dad left the farm in Wisconsin and went to grad school at Vanderbilt in Nashville. And my mom was a backup singer down there, hillbilly girl. They met, and I was born in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm one of the few people I know that actually do what I do that was born there. They have like a tour bus that comes by, and there's one of them. And there's a river in Nashville called the Cumberland River, and you probably heard about it when we had the great 100-year flood. And the headwaters come from where my mother comes from, Harlan County, Kentucky. I didn't know this until after I'd written this song.
asphalt, LA freeway, Santa Ana windstorm, come blow me away. Is this rearview mirror could use some adjustment, some other reflection, some other place? Oh, Cumberland, I'm your faithful son. No matter where I'm, I hear you calling me. The Mississippi's wide and long, St. Paul to New Orleans, but my heart's resting on your banks in Tennessee. Lazy old river, not a lick of ambition. You get to Kentucky and then you roll back home. If you were a highway, oh, you wouldn't go nowhere, and I wouldn't be lost out here all alone. Cumberland, I'm your faithful son. No matter where I run, here you call me. Mississippi's wide and long, St. Paul to New Orleans, but my heart's resting on your banks in Tennessee. There's a stolen river in the San Fernando, down in the valley, in the shadow of greed. But I have a memory, knee-deep in salvation, that old muddy water once washed me clean. Cumberland, I'm your faithful son. No matter where I run, I hear you calling me. The Mississippi's wide and long, St. Paul to New Orleans, but my heart's resting on your banks in Tennessee.
So much. I sang along with this fella for years before I even met him, and then I married him, and it's still surreal to me sometimes. Every now and then I look at him like, you're that guy. Wow. Where's the mustache? I was happy about that, actually. You know, the old toothbrush up the nose thing. It's not... I had a conversation with his mother, his dear mother, who I miss a lot, and my grandmother, who is 98, and this was years ago. I had this conversation with both of them in within a few weeks of each other, and it was about aging, and I recorded this, and I sang it on the CMA Awards, and I thought that would be the end of that, and then Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell recorded it, and I pinch myself every day, Emmy's producer wanted me to come over and play it with her just so she could kind of get into the song, get comfortable with it, And when she started singing the chorus, I started crying, and she stopped, and she said, "This song makes me cry, too." And she had no idea why I was crying. But anyway, I usually play this on the piano, but I'm just a little rusty on piano right now, so you have to bear with me. I guess you had to be there, she said, you had to be. She handed me a yellow photograph and then said, "See, this was my greatest love, my one and only love, and this is me. Back when we were beautiful, see, I don't feel very different," she said. "Yes, I've gotten used to these little aches and pains, but I still love to dance. You know we used to dance the night away, back when we were beautiful. I hate it when they say I'm aging gracefully. I fight it every day. I guess they never see. I don't like this at all. What's happening to me? But I really love my grandkids," she said. "They're sweet to hold. They would have loved their grandpa, those awful jokes he told. You know, sometimes for a laugh, the two us would act like we were old, back when we were beautiful, beautiful. But I guess you had to be bad. Well, I'm a little embarrassed up here sitting next to a legend, so I'm going to...
You are a legend, Ron. I tell you.
In my own mind, yeah.
So I asked Jeff to play a song for us. He was up here for vacation, but I'm making him work, so...
Yes, sir.
We've sure have loved this beautiful, beautiful... I don't know if I've been this far north. No, we did go to Norway, didn't we?
We went to Norway.
So, yeah, okay.
It's up north, too.
But,
it's a lot like Minnesota.
Mr. Jeff Hanna.
Hey.
How are you doing? I'm going to sing this song, and I'm really grateful for this tune. Our friend Jerry Jeff Walker wrote it, and he's... amazing songwriter. But more importantly, if I don't sing this song, Matresa always insists that I sing this song.
He's not in luck.
And yeah,
he doesn't sing this song.
That's it. And I don't want to get in that car and drive up that road by myself tonight to the condo, you know what I'm saying? So, all right. I knew a man, Bojangles, and a destiny. Worn out shoes, silver. Sorry, I gotta stop.
Okay. There's a joke. The second line in Bojangles is "Thank you." So, we'll start over.
Sorry, I won't do it this time. I won't. Okay. Silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. He did the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, and then he lobbed a touchdown. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. He talked of life. He laughed, clicked his heels, and stepped. When he said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the sail. Grabbed his pants and spread his stance, so he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, won't you dance? Those in minstrel shows and county fairs. Yeah. Throughout the South,
And he spoke the tears of 15 years, how his dog and him. They traveled about with a dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said a dance now at every chance and honky tonk. Four drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink some beer. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Let's hear y'all sing it this time. Come on, you know the words. Undo that. One more time. Won't you dance? I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Soul. Andreza Bird.
Thank you.
Jeff Hanna, Matresa Berg, Matresa's latest CD is The Dreaming Fields. And of course, Jeff is a member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, as you know. Classic tune. A little extra we got tonight. Well, that was a nice bonus, wasn't it? Matresa's latest CD is The Dreaming Fields, and she also is a part of a theater production called Good Old Girls, written by Lee Smith. They go out, and Matresa and Marshall Chapman sing, and Lee and others read. So that's something you might want to look out for, too. If you miss something on this edition of Mountain Stage, you can always go to our website, mountainstage.org. We put the shows there after they are on the radio, and you can listen to them, stream them. You can also podcast them. Or you could subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And those shows online most often include songs that we can't fit onto the radio version because it's only 2 hours, but our live shows are much longer than that sometimes. Our next guests, and there actually are two of them, were introduced to us by John Vesner. And John said he had a couple of guys who he had kind of come across, he thought were big talents. So they're going to join together. One of them's going to start out with our band, then call the other one up. The man over there on the piano right now is named Andrew Wallace, and he's from the Twin Cities area. Mountain Stage, every now and then, we don't do it very often, but we like to dip into the American songbook. And we've had people on the show like John Pizzarelli, great kind of classic jazz singers. And I think Andrew falls into that category. In just a moment, he's going to bring out a really great guitar player named Jonathan Brown. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Andrew Wallace.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Well, as you can imagine, this is an absolute dream for a performer of my age to be playing with the Mountain Stage Band and to be here tonight. So I thank everybody that was involved in having me. Hope you enjoy. This is called Speed of Love. Yeah, yeah. The sun comes up over our heads. You give me a push out of our bed. Someone's gotta move the car to the west side. Yeah, yeah. It's a Monday morning, it's almost 8. The traffic cop is never late. She puts the wiper on the ticket like a paperweight. And we can pass just like a shot. The coffee's down to the bottom of the pot. As we sit sipping on the last couple drops, hey, now here's an idea.
Let's pull the shades, turn out the lights. Pretend the day is still last night. While the world outside just races by the way it always does. Take it slow, take it easy. We don't have to rush, believe me. We'll get there soon enough at the spree of love. Spend the morning like every other day, stuck in traffic on the interstate. Come on, babe, what do you say? Really, honey, where's the harm? Just a couple taps on the snooze alarm, just passing time in each other's arms. Pull out the covers and stay in bed, cuddled up like a couple of newlyweds. I kinda like that idea instead. Hey now, what do you think? Let's pull the shades, turn out the lights. Pretend the day is still last night. While the world outside just races by the way it always does. Take it slow, take it easy. We don't have to rush, believe me. We'll get there soon enough at the speed. Pull the shades, turn out the lights. Pretend the day is still last night. While the world outside just races by the way it always does. Take it slow, take it easy. We don't have to rush, believe me. Get there soon enough at the speed of love.
Thank you. John Besner and Amy Spies. Such a pleasure. Thank you. Give a hand for Mr. Jonathan Brown here.
This is a tune off called Ridgetop, off a new record that I put out, instrumental tune. Jeff does some real nice cello work on it. Thank you.
Andrew Wallace, first of all, and then on the piano and vocals, and Jonathan Brown there on the guitar, Jeff Gilkinson on the cello. I'd like to say thanks to North House Folk School and Greg Wright for bringing Mountain Stage here to the banks of Lake Superior, Grand Marais, Minnesota. And I'd like to say a special hello to you if you're listening right now over KMSU, Mankato, Minnesota, or WTIP, Grand Marais, Minnesota. And I hope you'll be listening again next week for the Mountain Stage 800th show featuring Ani DeFranco, Dave Mason, Dawes, and Red Barat. You're listening to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.